right, we are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlech from the Ntlakepmuk Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this May 1st. And our subject is going to be on family. We have some of our regular co-hosts coming in. Hopefully we'll get a hold of our brother Wegedesk. And we also have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC. And we have some awesome music coming up from one of my favorite bands, Slamosa, and they're out of Norway. We got some Wet Cactus, and they're from Spain. We have Alphaville, and they're out of Germany. And also some Ed Sheeran, and he's out of England. And if we have time, we'll have some Ben Woods, and he's from just below the invisible line down in Washington. So stay tuned, and welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Spain, from Italy, from Russia, from Ukraine, from India, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just helping us make this world a better, blessed place in the universe. So we're going to get this show on the road, and we're going to get started with some energetic music from Slamosa. And I'm going to dedicate this to my sensei Lily down in California, one of my favorite and best nieces. And this is their song, Horses. And this always reminds me of her. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Enjoy. We'll be right back. song that was from Slamosa and their song called Horses, and I was dedicating that to my niece Lily down in California, and that song always reminds me of her. She was also doing some like all-star cheerleading, so she's quite accomplished and a big inspiration. Anyways, I'm going to welcome our brother Wegedesk. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
I'm doing great, Chief. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor as always. And I'm sending my love out to all the listeners, everybody in the studio. I just feel so blessed that we're able to connect like this every Thursday. And what do you say we get this show started right with some deep breaths?
Beautiful. Let's do it, man.
All right, let's get our body ready to receive this beautiful energy and intelligence that's in the air. Let's relax our face, our shoulders, our back, anywhere that might be bugging you within your body. Let's send a little extra love to that area, and we'll breathe in through the nose till our lungs can't get any more air in them, and then we're just going to let it all go. Let's get in three of those. In three, two, one, all the way in through the nose. Oh yeah, just let it all go there. That's good. Let's breathe in that air one more time. Yeah, bro. And one more, bringing in all the love of the universe inside your special body. Awesome. Yeah, that's good stuff right there. That always gets me just dialed in.
Awesome, man. That's so special to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, get us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject. And today our subject is going to be on family. And I'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, Chief, that's a great subject. And when I told my friends that I was with earlier today that our topic on the show was family, they said, well, you know what? I just heard from an expert in the field that there are two things that make everybody happy, and that's nature, being in nature, and family. Mm. And, you know, I also heard another study that talked about multi-generational households. And I know in today's society, there's a lot of pressure for the young kids to move out. You know, the parents be in different houses than the kids, but they did a study, and in houses where there was at least three generations living under one roof, everybody was found to have a lot less indicators for sicknesses, diseases, illnesses, because there's something special about family. And, you know, not only do we grow up with them, and they're kind of, you know, our other half, you know, they're like our team. Everybody in your family is like your team on earth. And you know, it's not always easy with family, as they say that you can choose your friends but you can't choose your family. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think knowing that family is special, there's that extra incentive to work things out whenever they're not going as well as they should be. And so I really encourage anybody out there that's having trouble with their family or irritated with their family to just do those deep breaths, get in a good, strong state of mind, and just communicate. You know, communication is so important as humans. You know, that's why we do this show, to talk about things. Mm. And to talk about things with our family is just really, really special. So I think that's great that you chose that topic today, Chief. You always choose really good topics. And if at least one person hears what we say on the show and helps make their life better, then I know we're doing our job, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people enjoy what we talk about, you know? So, yeah, that's what I got to say about family, Chief. And you're part of my family, no doubt about it. And even the people that we've known and have passed on, like Counselor Ferry, you know, and other members that have been, you know, in this world with us and are now in the heavenly realm looking after us, sending us gifts and reminders. So, yeah, man, I mean, there's so much good stuff to say about family, but I'm interested to hear what you got to say about family.
Well, it's been coming up a lot lately, and I've realized like a lot of my motivations and a lot of my inspirations do come from family, and a lot of what I am right now is because of, you know, the family that I've been with and surrounded by and nurtured, and we've all came through, you know, a lot of struggles and tribulations and tribulations, but together we've all made it through. And not all of us, but you know, we've done our best, we've tried our hardest, and I just noticed that, you know, even when I'm going through my hardest times, I think about my family, and it gives me that extra boost. And I encourage everyone to, you know, when you're going through these tough times, hard times, just remember your family and remember, you know, the closest ones that are to you, and just think about them and just remember and use that energy, that love, that care, that pulling force that pulls us towards those loved ones. Use that energy. It's great. It's full of positive, and it's it can expand your power and just help you to get and achieve many high goals and get you through the worst of times. Just remembering, you know, those special times that you had with those family members, and some of them may not be with us, but those memories, they last forever. And that energy that we can remember those times, they'll give us that strength, they'll give us that boost, that dopamine that we all have in our body, and these are chemicals that make up in our brain, and they fire off and they help us to get to levels of happiness, positivity and love and care and compassion. And these are things that I witnessed happening through Counselor Fari, because she was able to reach people from all stages of life, all tribes across North America and the world, because we did travel to Australia, and I saw her reaching people out in Australia that, you know, they couldn't even speak English. And it's just so empowering that, you know, we're just knowing that we're all family in this world. As human beings, we're all connected. And we can use that energy to pass us through the gaps and the divisions that cloud our eyes and our minds and our hearts. And when we get to the point of realizing, you know, we're all family members. We all breathe, we all eat, we all do the human things that we do, sleeping even. And we can all achieve great dreams, and we can achieve positive growth, and we can do it by reaching out to our family and being connected. And when we're connected to our families, I really enjoy what you were sharing, how the power of family is, and the power of nature. And when we can be connected to the nature and family, man, what a powerful, amazing thing that can happen. And I'm just so proud and happy that you're able to come and join us and share your wisdom, your connections with, you know, all the people in your life around the world. And just a real blessing to have you bring us that energy, that power, that positivity, And yeah, it's just such a special time. And thank you so much.
Of course, brother. Yeah, my pleasure. I really appreciate what you're saying about family. And I want to encourage everybody, even if you don't believe in God or, you know, a higher power, that I think the idea that if you go far enough back in everybody's bloodline, we find an amazing creator. And that creator's will and power and love is here in this world with us. And yeah, I know bad shit happens sometimes, but that's what happens when our creator gave humanity free will. You know, and with any great power, you know, there's going to be a learning curve. So I really encourage everybody to, you know, go deep into your heart and just feel the heavenly family that we have. Because that can sometimes be the most inspiring, because I know sometimes our earthly family has its ups and downs. So, yeah, Chief, great reminder. Lots of love to you and everybody listening around the world. And I look forward to doing it all again with you next week, maybe in person.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And, yeah, you just have a great rest of your week and weekend. And, yeah, we're looking forward to, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again very soon.
Awesome, brother. Yeah, all the best. Bye for now.
Okay, lots of love. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast, and always special to hear from him and get his energy and get us all revived and up and breathing properly and on the right track. So we're going to carry on with our program. Coming up next, we're going to listen to some Wet Cactus, and I'm dedicating that out to our president of Minnetonka Park Association and her brother that's recovering from his surgery last week, and also for my sister Anikita, and she's from Bella Bella. More on that when I come back. And so enjoy, everybody. Wet Cactus, Sleepy Trip.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the universe, wherever you guys went. Man, that was awesome. Man, that was a band called Wet Cactus. They're from Spain, and one of my favorite bands out of Spain. Just beautiful music, and that was their song called Sleepy Dream. And I was dedicating that to our president, Dominicana Park Association, Celia. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for that dedication. Wow, that was quite a ride.
Yeah, and I also dedicate it to your brother that's recovering from his surgery last week. And yeah, so lots of best wishes to him, full recovery. And yeah, so
thank you.
Yeah, and we have our subject today, and it was on family.